I'm now back again. I apologize. I had a little technical glitch there. The way I set this up, unfortunately, the vendors that I'm using will apparently only record for 4 hours. So it shut everything down after 4 hours. So it doesn't like 6 hour events like I'm doing here. So I do sincerely apologize. It looks like Jill is still there.
Yes, I am.
Hey, honey. And this is part of what we're experiencing here, isn't it? It's about being in the gap. So for all of you in the listening salon, please refresh your page. You'll be able to get the new webcast, and you'll be able to log on to that. So, oh, my sincere apologies that I didn't catch that in time. But you probably just received an email from Rita that we got cut off. We got joined back together again. And here's what's really cool is that for me personally, these kind of things used to make me feel like, oh my God, like this is an important day for me because I really want as many people as possible in the program. It will help me with my business if you join, which I need some help with right now. And it will also, I believe, help the world, which is really important and powerful for me. So the more people get in onto this, the better. When I have glitches like this, the part of me in the past would have said, oh my God, I'm not allowed to succeed. It said, oh my God, I'm a victim. Oh my God, everything goes wrong. Oh my God, aren't we adorable? Oh, I love that, Jen. I love that, Jen. She worked so hard. She wanted so much to change the world, but she had so many crazy beliefs that created wild things. And so, now I sit here and say, I gain strength and endurance by making sure that uncanny resistance, which that just was, when everything shut down and I had to do tactics and create code in the midst of it, as you all watched, in the face of uncanny resistance, it does not matter. That doesn't matter. In fact, I got to use it, right? I'm using it right now as an example of what happens. Life shows up, and for many of us here, life is giving you uncanny resistance. And the opportunity is to say, it doesn't matter. The opportunity is to say, no matter what shows up, it's here for me. Does that feel true?
Yes, it does.
Good. And so, Jill, now we are in this place where you've been playing jacks with Jill. And you've been, throughout all of this craziness, we're in this beautiful, sacred moment of healing throughout all of it. Now, I'm being told something. You didn't, Jill, and I want to just show you how powerful that is. That's going to change the dynamics of everyone. But some of you took it as a sign. Some of you said, oh, that's a sign I'm not supposed to be doing. Oh, that's a sign I'm not supposed to receive. Oh, that's a sign. Now, that's an old New Age thing. It's a New Age habit of saying, oh, it's a sign. What if it's a sign that you are required to be persistent at this time? That your persistence is what will pay off. That your persistence of saying, no, I am not giving up on this show. I am not giving up on today. What if that's what the sign was? It's a sign of persistence. That you must be vigilant and persistent, and that's it. That in the face of uncanny resistance, that no, that's not going to stop me. Of course it's not. But it's no longer about plowing through. It's about noticing it. Noticing that I don't have to change my jacket because I sweat my way through that. I didn't. It's just what was. I worked through it. My beautiful mind said, what do we do? I didn't know for a second. I knew. I figured it out. I did it. We're back. There's life. And I could have said, oh, my God, that's it, and given up and quit and walked away and said, oh, this is terrible. It's the worst thing ever. I really needed this today. And it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That's really cool. This is a cool, beautiful moment for me to see how far I have come. It's a beautiful moment for you to see, did I move into upset because everything shut down? How could she create a show where everything shuts down? You know, it's okay if you're there, by the way. It's okay. Notice it. Use it. Wait a minute. You can say, wait a minute. it's all okay. Jen came back. She fixed it. I refreshed the page. I'm in a new show. It's okay. It got fixed. It's okay. Right? Right? It's okay.
Hi.
So, Jill, now let's go back to the spontaneous transformation thing. Around all that just happened, around freaking all of it, okay? Right? Around all of it. What is it that she needs now? Tap into her and ask her, what does she need now? What does she need now? Around all that happened, that was like 10 minutes ago. You know, she moved into that sadness. She was in that place of something shifted. And she was in that place of play. What does she need now?
Love and protection.
And what would that be like if she received love and protection? What would that be like?
She would feel safe, so she would be free.
That's right. She would feel safe, so she would be free. And what would being safe feel like? What would that be like? And the rest of you, tap into that. What would it be like if she were safe?
Warm.
And what does that feel like? That's it.
Like a blanket or a shield.
Yes, that's right. And what's it like to have that shield, that blanket?
Strengthening.
That's right. So don't you feel that strength that you are, that strength that you are. The shield is just an outpouring and outpicturing of the strength. The shield isn't there to protect you. The shield is there to show how strong you are. Does that feel true?
Yes.
Good. Good. And so feel your beautiful strength right now and your power and grace in that strength as the shield reveals to you who you really are. Does that feel true?
Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That's it.
I feel like a powerful child of the Most High.
That's correct. So breathe that in. Powerful child of the Most High. Breathe that in. Let yourself feel that and be that. That's it. Oh, beautiful. We're in this long tide of healing right now. In this beautiful long tide of healing. That's it. Oh. That's really good. So in this moment, let's all of us celebrate this moment. This is the moment to celebrate. Danny shared, Jen, your authenticity is exactly what grounds the healing in reality. So you get to witness me transform in a moment and see what's possible, no matter what shows up, with uncanny resilience that shows up. We can move through these things with grace and know that there's nothing wrong. That was there for us. That was there for me to show me the part of me that was willing to change. That was there for Jill to show her that she could stay in the midst of it and not take it as anything wrong. That was in there to show you that there is no sign that's telling you not to do something. There's only a sign that told all of us at the same time when everything failed and stopped, to keep going, to come back and join me, to play even more. That's life. It's here for us. That moment was here for all of us. Does that feel true? Does that feel true to you, Jill?
Yes, it does.
I was here for you. I was here for you. Oh, so beautiful. Thank you. And thanks to all of you who are joining back in again, as we had a little glitch and the technology was totally my fault, but it wasn't, right? As you can see, it was all there for us in every moment. Every moment is here for us. Every moment is here for us. Oh, and someone else shared that they were able to go into the kitchen and put the corned beef on for dinner. So corned beef is happening because of the glitch. Right. Yeah, so Anne joined. Anne Kaufman joined us. Thank you at 3:59, just in time for the bonus and before the shutdown. I timed that well, didn't I? Oh, my gosh, you guys are doing so great. How are you feeling, Jill? Is there anything else going on, or are you ready to move on to the next person?
Yes, I'm feeling at peace. Yeah. And I'm going to ask you if you can extend that offer for another 10 minutes, because I don't have a computer. I'm on my cell phone, and I couldn't pay for the course while I'm on my cell phone.
Okay, I will do that, honey. I will extend it for 30 minutes. Another 30. You all have until 2 o'clock to get that extra bonus in. I'll extend it for another 30 minutes.
And I'm
probably going to go a little bit longer today too, because we lost about 20 minutes in there. So.
Okay, and you'll see me registered as Zion, Z-I-O-N.
Okay, it's a deal. I'm excited! Yay! I'm so glad you're joining us.
So am I.
That's fantastic.
And I want to say one more thing.
Please.
I was hesitant about joining because of finances.
Yep.
And I said that if I get through, that is a sign I'm supposed to join. So I'll be joining right away.
And there you go. Sometimes do work. But don't. That's such a cool thing. So I knew there was a reason I was talking about that. But that is... That's what we do, right? We let quote-unquote signs stop us. Are you kidding me? Your soul is do something. I'm going to work for the sign. It's our mind that needs the sign, and the mind will not create the sign. So this whole notion of depending on signs to run your life is just crazy. And it's okay to say, ooh, there's a nice affirmation. And, ooh, that feels like it's supportive as well. But to not do something in your life because you didn't get the sign, well, here's what happens with the sign, with the mind. So our mind has us looking at our navel and saying, well, what's supposed to happen next? I don't know what's supposed to happen next. The blinders are on. We're looking at our navel saying, what's supposed to happen next? I need to get a sign. And there's a parade of protesters marching by with 20,000 signs. And we're looking at our navel saying, where's the sign? Where's the sign? I'm not getting the sign. It reminds me of an old joke. There's this a flood happening, and this guy is on his porch, and the water's lapping up to his porch. And a little canoe comes by and says, hey, get on. This flood is going to get bad. And he says, no, it's okay. God's going to save me. And then the flood is to his second window, and he's looking out the window, and a motorboat goes by, and they said, get on, the flood's really bad. And he says, no, it's okay. God's going to save me. And then he's on his roof, and a helicopter comes down and says, get on the helicopter. He goes, no, it's okay. God's going to save me. And so the man drowns. So he gets to the other side, and he says, God, what the hell? And God said, I sent you a canoe. I sent you a motorboat. I sent you a helicopter. But he was waiting for the sign. Don't wait for the sign. If your heart is saying yes, do it. So thank you for sharing that. That was a sign.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jill. That was awesome. I love you. Would you pick a number from 1 to 37?
13.
Okay, there it is. Thank you, love. Okay, we're going to caller number 13. Awesome. 13 it is. Okay, so we've been talking here about the Feel Better Mastery Program. We've been talking here about using what life has for us to expand, and how the Feel Better Mastery Program is a beautiful, I'm so excited about it. It's a beautiful program that is here to take what we did in the Feel Better Challenge, to take what we did in the in any of the programs here. If you're just joining me, you've never heard of this before, you go to the videos over here on Facebook Live and click on videos. All five videos are waiting for you. If you're just joining us and forgot about the Feel Better Mastery and just got an email saying, oops, I'm here now. We had a little technical glitch, so some of you are new. And the link to the Feel Better Mastery program is the purple button. And just go to feelbettermastery.com. And this is a course that takes what we've learned and moves it to the next level. It is the most advanced program I've ever taught. It is a workshop that 5-10 workshops. We're going to spend about 75 to 90 minutes on each of them. And then the replays are equally as powerful. If you can't show up, there's a Facebook group. Oh, my. There's a Facebook group. Something just fell. Yay! There's a Facebook group where you can ask questions even if you can't join live. It is, I think, my seminal work. And what's really cool is it is something that is here to support you no matter what you're into right now. If you say, I don't have time, it will help you to create time. So if you say, I'm doing all these things, there's no way I can add this one more thing, it will allow you to get all those things done. It will allow you to time warp. I call it time warping. I once drove from Toronto to Windsor in 2.5 hours, which is physically impossible unless you're going 200 miles an hour. I will show you how to time warp. We are going to, if you say I can't afford it, I will show you. Get on the payment plan. I guarantee by next month you'll be able to make the next payment. Okay? So feelbettermastery.com. Sharon is saying, standing ovation to you. This has been an absolute joy and empowering learning experience. What a great St. Patrick's Day gift. Oh, yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm watching this so often. In awe that, Camille is saying she's in awe with Jill. Yeah, that Jill was able to stay with the little Jill, not once, but then twice, the second time, and play jacks. So anyway, that's the kind of thing that we're going to be playing with in the Feel Better Mastery. We're going to take all this stuff to the next level. The Feel Better Challenge and the programs up to now, not all of them, but many of them, have given us this start point. And the Feel Better Challenge takes us to the next. The life up until now, and many of the things that you've learned up to now, and the strategy you've learned to the Feel Better Challenge, is the tip of the iceberg. And we're going to explore the whole iceberg. And we're going to explore it so that everything you're going through right now that is saying, I can't do the Feel Better Mastery right now, will support you in getting through all of that. Okay? And, of course, it's recorded and you can do it at your leisure. And I promise you will listen again and again. You'll get the MP3 downloads. You'll get transcripts so you can experience it in many different ways. And remember that this is all shutting down tomorrow. This is your last chance. Now, I gave you an extra 30 minutes. I threw in a bonus that was supposed to end at 1 o'clock. And then at 1 o'clock, everything ended. The video ended. The audio ended. And I had to go in and fix it. Oh, my gosh. I'm extending it now until 2 o'clock. Okay, so you have until 2 o'clock. To get this extra bonus, I've got these extra amazing healings that I did at the end of 2017. I'm going to edit them, and I'm going to put them in as a bonus for all of you who registered between now and 2 p.m. Okay, so get your order in the next 25 minutes, okay? And you'll get that extra bonus. Everyone who's already registered, you'll also get the bonus, so don't panic if you've already registered. So thanks everyone for having a sense of humor for what just happened too. And gosh, I just trust it so much. I trust that despite the uncanny resistance that we face in life. It's all here for us. It was such a perfect example of life showing up, throwing us a curveball, and using it. Doesn't that feel true? Using the curveball. Very good. All right. So I'm going to play a testimonial, and then we're going to go back into another version of the next person, which is, there it is. Okay. Okay. So here we go. Audio. 13. Thank you, Rita. Yeah, I found it, but I wasn't sure. Thank you, Rita. Okay, so I'm going to pay a little testimonial here for you. See if I can find one that you haven't heard yet. Okay.
Hi, Jennifer. This is Nina. Hi, Jennifer.
All right, we did Nina already. Okay, let's do
this. Hi, Jen. My name's Kathy. I've been following you for many years through Healing of the Masters, and I've always appreciated your vulnerability and your honesty through all the years I've been following you. Your courses have been a great help to me in my life, day-to-day things where you can catch yourself. So I thank you for all the courses I've taken with you. The spontaneous transformation is amazing. And I've seen you change through it, and through you changing, you've changed all of us. Thank you so much for all your giving and everything. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you, Kathy. And here's a nice short one from Jasmine.
Hi, my name is Jasmine, and I'm very grateful for all of these programs. They have made such a big difference to myself and to the people in my world.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jasmine. Let's do, I like this one. This is a fun one.
Jennifer has taken me from stuck position after working on myself for just like forever, into beliefs that have been blocking me and holding me back in a way of gently unwinding the beliefs and just becoming aware of them and your feelings behind them. And it's such a gentle way that she does it with fun and laughter and a good, loving environment for you to work with, to get these beliefs unwound and just help as it vibrates out into the rest of my world. It's just been phenomenal and helped me so much. And when she says she taps you on the shoulder, so true. Such a great energy that she has, that she just can work with you and bring this out into your awareness. And so happy that I found these programs, and they really have been like keys for me. And it's just like one after the other, and it's when you think you're done, there's more, and everything just comes together, and all the healing modalities that you might be using all just work together with this and complement each other with Jennifer's work. Unbelievable. Very powerful. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I look forward to continuing on with working with Jennifer. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much. And I have some news. So this is really exciting. And Estherine, thank you, Estherine. Oh, my God, it's going to make me cry. So Estherine has committed to making one of the four payments. There's a four-pay plan. So if any of you just say, I just can't afford it right now, You just got an opening, okay? So, Estherine has committed to make one payment for 10 people. Andy already has one, so Andy's already got two payments that someone else is going to commit to for her. And Estherine generously is allowing 10 more people who go on the four-pay plan. She'll make one of your payments. So the four pay is $60 a month for 4 months. You'll pay $60 today. And Estherine will make one of the next four payments for you. Okay. So, register. You have to register and pay $60 today. And then Estherine will take care of the next payment. Okay. Isn't that exciting? Oh my gosh, this is so cool. I'm just blown away. Estherine, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Estherine. So you have to register right now in order to take advantage of Estherine's beautiful contribution. So register now, pay $60 today, and Estherine will take care of the next payment. And you'll have 4 months to pay. So by then, I suspect things will be changing quite dramatically. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. So Kay has a question. Will I be able to access the replays on audio? My internet is not so great out here in the boondocks. Phone number to call in would be great for replays, but that is probably not a possibility. Actually, it is. I've never had anyone say that before, but yes, I actually have the ability right now to create a playback on telephone. It might take me a minute to figure out. I'm not sure I can do it between now and next Tuesday, but I promise I will figure it out. So for those of you who do not have internet access and streaming is tough and dialing in is your really only option, I will create a replay for you to dial into and listen to. I'm pretty sure I can do that now. They just created new technology on this vendor that I'm using to do this very show on the Bridge Line on audio. And I'm pretty sure that I can create an audio replay that you can dial into. So I promise I will figure that out. It might not be for the first class, but it will certainly be after the first class. And I might figure it out between now and Tuesday when the first class starts. So yeah, I'll do that for you, Kay. Okay, so if you register in the 4Pay, that will be your, if you register for the 4Pay in the next 20 minutes, that will know, we will include you in Estherine's one payment. Okay, so you have 20 minutes to register to receive Estherine's one payment. And so it's the first 10 people that register with that. Okie doke. Yay. Esther, you're amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So if you choose the 4Pay, we know in the next 20 minutes, we know that you're part of Estherine's tribe. All righty. Wow, that was cool. very, very cool. Yes. Okay, so let's take our next call, shall we? So feelbettermastery.com, in case you're wondering how to get there, or click the purple button on the listening salon that you're on. That'll get you to feelbettermastery.com. Okie doke. All right, so let's go to caller number 13. There you are. I think it's Dawn in Tennessee. Last four digits are 3878. 3878, you're on the air. Is that Dawn?
Yes.
Or no?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
You're on the air.
Next. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I never thought I'd get on here.
Is it Dawn?
Hold on, let me get off my speakerphone.
Okay. Are you still there? Hey, Dawn.
Oh, I'm back.
How can I help you?
Okay. This is the deal. I went through the transformation thing with a feeling I was having, and I found my little one that was very angry, very angry. Oh, she was scowling up at me. She was hunched down and just scowling up at me. And the reason I found her was because a couple years ago I had a cyst that I broke open. It was like a cyst on my skin, and it created all kinds of health problems for me. And I went to a natural doctor, and he helped me. And then there was a lady there one day that said, I see that you have something. What I'm seeing is there's something in your uterus, area, and I don't know what it is. And so I thought, you know, I'm gonna explore that. And as I explored that through your on the 5-day feel better challenge, and through the transformational thing, I found that little girl, and I don't know if that I've gotten it all the way done. You know, I've gone down there and I've supported her and I've loved her, and I've gotten some feelings back from it that are kind of a little scary. one of the feelings is that I would not be a good mother. And now I'm a 60-year-old woman. I've never had any children. And even though I wanted children, you know, when I was younger, it never happened. And that was a sadness to me. But anyway, I don't know what my question is. I want to resolve this. I don't want to have more health problems from this.
Okay. All right. So let's just pause there. So some woman in the clinic who you don't know, who claimed to be psychic, told you there was something in your uterus.
Well, I knew who she was.
Yeah.
She was, I knew who she was, and she does, healings.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Right. So that's okay that you know who she was. So she had some cachet in your field of being of credibility. And have you gotten any medical tests if there's anything wrong with your uterus?
No.
Okay. So here's what happens. Our beautiful minds are the creative force in our universe. They create everything based on our current set of beliefs. So our universe is creating constantly. So your mind right now, I'm feeling this, that your mind has this fear of health issues from the cysts. Okay? So first of all, there's a lesson for everyone here. Don't mess with cysts. Go to a doctor and get them removed properly. Because when you puncture a cyst, it releases all the poisons that were in the cyst. Is that what happened, basically?
Yes.
Yes. So that's the first lesson. Don't mess with cysts. Go to a professional. Go to a doctor and get them to remove them properly. And they will remove them so they don't puncture them so this can happen. This happens a lot with biopsies for cancer. It releases the cancer into the bloodstream. So we don't have to do that. And at the same time, our mind, which is the creative force, and your universe is vibrating, understandably so, with this energy of there's something wrong, I'm scared of my body, this little thing happened, and I've got all these artists, and I'm scared. Understandably so. That's an understandable place to be. You get that, right?
Yeah.
Understandable that you now have fear of your body misbehaving. Right?
Right.
Okay. So if that's where your mind's at, your mind is the creative force that's creating everything in your world. And when your mind is that place, you're just sitting in a doctor's office innocently playing there, and someone's going to come up to you, enter your universe, and say, yes, there could be something else wrong. And you're going, oh, my God, there's something else wrong. Right? Whether there is something else wrong or not. The fact that you now think there's something in your uterus, I've got to fix it, I've got to get rid of it, I've got to bust, is going to create something in your universe, and your universe. Okay? So this is what we do. We move into a place, our field is vibrating with its energy. Anyone who enters our field knows that and responds and gives us exactly what we're vibrating to. So the opportunity now is to change that vibrational field, to move into a new place of possibility and flow, and recognize that if someone comes into our field of being, or if you're looking for a sign, and the sign you think shows up, and you're responding to what the mind wants to create in order for it to seem easier. But it's not. Okay? So we are in this creative field of kind of a dysfunctional energy. And, okay, so this accounts for the vibrational energy. And we create this thing, and we say, oh, that's the solution. Oh, yay. We have a little lottery-winning celebration, when in fact all that's happening is it's responding to the energy that was. And so we get to take everything with a little grain of salt now. we get to notice, did I give my power to that woman who told me there's something in my uterus? Did I give my power to her? I think you did. But it's okay, because you get to explore all of it. You don't even have to trust me and what I think. You get
right.
that,
right? Right.
So I could tell you right now there's something in your heart, and you could say, nope, there isn't. And that, me telling you that there's something in your heart, me, who's a bit of an authority figure in this moment, saying there's something in your heart, and you're saying, nope, there's not, is actually the moment that served you at the highest levels. Does that feel true? Okay.
That again?
Let me rephrase that. Me telling you right now that I don't think there's anything wrong with your uterus, and you tapping in and saying, that could be true, but that may not be true, you're getting to a deeper truth. So it doesn't mean that I'm wrong and you're right. It just means that the universe is nudging you to explore this a little deeper. Is there something wrong with your uterus? I'm not getting it. But then again, it doesn't matter what I'm getting. All that matters is what's here for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So that means that the universe, with this moment, the fact that some woman came along that you knew that had some credibility, so your mind could point at them and say, they know better than me. Then you say, oh my, and then you freak out. And I'm not saying, I'm kind of playing this in this extreme. I know you didn't freak out, Dawn, I get it. But then you, I'm just saying it as an extreme so people will really understand. You freak out and you say, oh my God, there's something wrong with my uterus because they told me and they have some credence with me. And so then we start running around freaking out about the thing that's wrong, that the person told you was wrong. And maybe there's nothing wrong. But they showed up to create a moment for you to figure out, am I going to give my power to her or am I going to trust my own instincts? Am I going to give my power to Jennifer, who says there's nothing wrong with my uterus, or am I going to trust my own instincts? So in this moment, if you were to go into the clear still point of your soul, if you were to travel into the sacred chamber or the white space, do that right now. All of you do that right now. That's it. That's it. Good, good. I can tell you're in the white space. Very good, Don. So what does it feel like to be in that white space of no thing?
Peaceful.
Yeah. So in this state of peaceful, and the rest of you do the same, in this state of peaceful, tap into your beautiful uterus and tell me what's going on there. In the state of peaceful, and without any of the conditions or expectations or attachments or fear, just stay in the neutral and observe from that neutral energy what's going on with your uterus. See if you can stay in the neutral as you do this.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, I guess that's hard.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to pause for a minute. I'm going to tell you a story, okay, because your mind's working a bit too hard right now.
Right.
I'm in the hospital, and they're very concerned that there's something going on with my heart. The whole time, I'm checking in and saying, what's going on? It doesn't matter, because it's going to resolve. Doesn't matter, it's going to resolve. Doesn't matter, it's going to be fine. Then they tell me they want to keep me overnight. That was a little bit of concern. I'm like, doesn't matter, it's going to resolve. Doesn't matter, it's here for me. Doesn't matter, it's all okay, it's going to resolve. So whether that, I didn't put any energy into the heart thing. I just put energy into, it's here for me. Okay? So then the next morning, comes around, it's like you have to have a stress test. Can I just go home and I'll do it on Monday? No. You have to have it right now. This happened yesterday. I was in the hospital on Thursday night and in the evening, all night long and then to Friday morning, yesterday morning. And so I had to have the stress test and I was scared because I didn't want to know if there was something wrong with my heart. Because my sister passed away from it, my dad passed away from it, my mom's already had heart attacks. I was afraid. But I went to right there. I'm like, well, I'm having a moment of resistance. Let's do the stress test. You can do this. It's here in front of you. How do I know that it's good for me? Because it's right in front of me. It's the next step. So I do this stress test, and the doctor says, your heart's great. Oh, my God, I'm so relieved. Because I was worried that there was something there. And I've been avoiding the stress test forever. The universe is providing you with opportunities to stop worrying about something that's not wrong or to do something about something that appears to be wrong. The universe provided me with this opportunity to get a doctor to say, you've got pleurisy, there's something going on with your lungs, you need to see a pulmonary specialist, which I'm going to. Here's a new prescription so that you can stop the coughing that's hard on your lining of your lungs that's caused the pleurisy, that's what's causing the pain. And you also have an infection in your lungs, and here's some antibiotics that's finally going to clear that up. Solutions. I've got solutions now. The two things happened with this beautiful thing. I got to see how I don't have to be afraid anymore by life. And I get to actually create clear next steps for me, some of which are medical. And you're in the same boat, my love. You don't know if anything's wrong. You're trusting some intuitive, which may be true and may not be true, and it doesn't matter. It's all here guiding you into something. It could guide you into this moment. So with that, move back into the white space. Move back into the white space. That's it. That's it. Go to the white space. There we are. We're in a different place in the white space. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
That's because the mind just chewed on something and is considering it. Does that feel true?
Yes.
Good. So now you're in the white space in this new place, and in this new place, which is extremely neutral now, even more neutral than you were here before, move into your uterus and just tap in and say, how you doing, uterus? And for the rest of you, you can tap into anything you want and say, how you doing? How's the uterus doing?
Doing fine.
It's just fine.
Doing fine.
That's right. Now, ask the uterus, does it need any care or attention? Does it need some next steps? Does it need some medical attention or naturopathic attention? Does it need anything?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. And does that feel true to you?
Yes.
Perfect.
That's absolutely true.
Now, if you start having symptoms, what are you going to do? Go to the doctor. Right? Go to the hospital like I did.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And don't take anything that anyone outside of you and your genius tells you as the truth. Don't let a psychic tell you what's what. Don't let an intuitive tell you what's what. Don't let an astrologer tell you what's what. Take it all in and then use your genius to say, to embrace the parts that are true, that feel better, and release the rest. Or use the fear that came up from the rest as a point of access, as a point of resistance, to move into something different. Yes?
Okay.
How does that feel?
That feels good.
You are so powerful, Dawn. Do you get that? You are so powerful that you created that moment to bring to this moment so that you can unravel it and see how freaking powerful you are. Does that feel true?
Yes.
I want you to notice that you're not breathing heavy anymore.
No, I'm much calmer.
Much calmer.
Yes.
You're doing great. And thank you for bringing the piece about the cyst. Something a lot of people don't know about. Don't mess with cysts.
Absolutely.
Don't do it yourself. Don't do a biopsy. Remove it. Remove it.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do those yourself because they are not
good.
They're not good. They can release a lot of stuff.
They can be filled with a lot of toxins that can create a lot of damage. That's right.
And it did. It was all a blessing because there were other things going on in my life, in my body, that needed to be cared for.
That's right.
That I might not have noticed for, months and months,
Right? So it's all perfect. It's all perfect.
Right. It's all perfect.
Right? Just like I had a really bad pain in my chest. I went to the hospital. They kept me overnight. I had nothing. It wasn't what we thought it was, but I got to all the other pieces I needed to get to, right?
Right.
So there's nothing wrong with any of it. So go ahead and mess with your cyst. I'm just kidding.
I try to leave him alone now.
Good. Glad you're leaving him alone now. That's great.
Have to leave him alone.
Great, great, great. Oh, really great, Don. Thank you so much for that.
Okay, thank you, Jen.
Okay. And Don, would you pick a number from 1 to 34?
What's the last number, 34?
Yeah, 34.
Let's go 30.
30? Okay, hon. Going to call number 30. I better write that down. Thank you, Don. You're doing great.
Thank you.
Okay, much love.
Get your help.
Oh, my pleasure. Really. Okay, here we go. Calling number 30. Now, I want to make an announcement. We've got our 10 people. It's Jillian, Jane, Holly, Peggy, Sally, Melody, Paula, and Scylla and David are the 10 people that are getting Esterin's one payment out of the four. So thank you, Rita, for tracking that. So these are the people that are getting Esterin's beautiful thing, and the bonus is expired. But I'll tell you what, we have an hour left before we're done. So while Esterine's 10 are chosen, I'm going to extend the bonus until we're done here today, okay? So you have until 3 o'clock now, and sorry for causing pressure for the other people to get it right away. But that was great because you might not have done it. Pressure. So you have now until we end at 3 to get in on the bonus. Okay, so yeah, Kay, you was asking about the dial-in. Are you going to miss a call? No worries. The dial-in will be there permanently. You'll be able to dial in and just listen to it whenever you want, whenever you need to. Yeah, Melody's saying thank you, Esther. Okay, so it looks like... Okay, so Camille, you're doing great. And I'll tell you what, you did not make Esther's thing, but I will pay for one of your sessions. I know you registered, so I will take care of that now. Okay. Okay, Camille. So you're in good shape. All righty. La 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 la. I'm going to pay you a little testimonial here. So you guys, for those of you who are just joining in and don't know as much about this, I've got some really fun testimonials that people sent in. I'm really excited about these. It's been such a blast listening to them. So this is Blissa, and Blissa was one of my, she also did one-on-one session with me. I have one-on-one session packages. You can do 6 months, but I rarely put them out there because I'm so busy to take on more one-on-one sessions. So if you ever get a chance to do one-on-one sessions, know that it's kind of rare. I don't do it all the time. I only do it. I have to make space in my business to do that. So here's Blissa's testimonial.
Hi, Jen. This is Blissa. My time with you has been so full and rich. I've been continually blown away by your brilliance, insights, knowings, understandings, and teachings. I am thrilled about the incredible shifts I've experienced through your classes and our one-on-one time together, including 6 months free of headaches. That was phenomenal. You made it so safe for me to be present and open and eager for me to shed old beliefs that no longer serve me and continue to see more and more beliefs that I don't need. Because you're so willing to be transparent on your own journey, I've always felt really comfortable with you. I feel so much gratitude for your love, support, and humor. It's been so much fun to play with you. Thank you, Jen.
That's awesome. Now, she mentioned that she had migraines constantly. They were weekly, most of the time they were daily. And she went 6 full months without a headache. And, you know, oftentimes these weaknesses are here to nudge us into what's next. And they'll be here until they aren't. And for her, they weren't there for 6 whole months. And they're not as bad as they used to be, even though they've returned a little bit. So thank you, Blissa, for that. I'm going to play one more here. Now, this is Maggie. And Maggie is one of our practitioners. She's a level 2 practitioner of the Spontaneous Transformation Technique. And Maggie is a professional psychotherapist. This is what she does for a living. She has an active practice. So Here's what Maggie has to share about it.
I'm so glad that I learned to do spontaneous transformation, both for myself and in my work as a therapist. I use it all the time. It's like at the core of my practice. And as far as the recordings, which I've bought many of, I listen to them over and over again, and I get new stuff out of them all the time. It's amazing. I'm just so happy to have Jennifer. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Maggie. Thank you so much. So, Victoria, Victoria, I'm not sure that the emails are being monitored. So some of you are also wanting to sponsor Andy. So it looks like Andy has all her payments. Thank you, Victoria. That is just so generous. So we'll take care of that. We'll respond to any emails that come in about that. Yeah, and Paula says, thank you for offering to pay. That's so kind. And, you know, that's what's possible. That's the kind of people, that's the tribe that we are, that's the tribe that we are attracting here. The tribe that we are attracting to here are a tribe of individuals that are really here to change the planet. And I can tell by just the generosity, oh my God, I'm going to cry again. I'm such a crier. So thank you, thank you, thank you for your amazing generosity. And if you'd like to be part of the program, feelbettermastery.com, okay? So it's feelbettermastery.com, okay? And I really hope that I know that this is backwards for me, but it's forwards for you. This is forwards for me, but backwards for you. So I hope on the recording it doesn't switch back. So feelbettermastery.com or feelbettermastery.com. or you can click the purple button on the pages to join in. We're going to be finishing here in about an hour. I'm also opening up that special bonus of these extra healing calls, these extra healing sessions that I did last year that are really powerful. And I have to edit them, so they might not be there immediately, but they will be there before the end of the program, okay? I promise. And you'll be getting those, and it just came through Spirit today for me to offer those. So they'll be coming through for you. And so I hope you'll join. And just remember that this program is designed to fit in with everything else that's in your life. This program is designed to be the amuse-bouche that clears the palate between all the different layers of feast that your life is going through. This is designed for those of you who don't have time to have more time to get done what you need to be done that you say you don't have time to do this program for. So get the program so you'll have more time. This is for those who say they can't afford it, who this program will support you in affording it so you can afford everything. This program is designed to take what you know to a whole new level. It's taking those of you who are very involved in the Feel Better Challenge, the Heal-A-Thon is the end of that. The Heal-A-Thon is here, or the Feel Better Challenge was here for you to get a start. And for many of you, it felt like advanced work because it's so new and different. We are creating as a group here something brand new that's never been done on this planet before. And so that Feel Better Challenge was just the start. And the Feel Better Mastery is taking it to the advanced level. Also know that I probably won't be doing this again, at least for not a long time. I'm supposed to be working on other things. So I likely won't be doing a live program like this again. Now, if you are joining later and seeing this video, it's okay because the program is powerful. And I know that you're going to be compelled to join no matter when you're joining in. But know that for those who are joining live, you will not be able to experience it live again. Okie doke. Yes, Andy, your payments are covered. Oh, man. She says, oh, my God, really? I just heard my payments are covered. Looks like they're all covered. You pay for the first one, Andy, and they're going to pay for the rest. There's three other people that have stood up and said, I will pay. All you generous souls have given me back my sense of possibility. Okay. Yay! Andy, you've got big work to do in the world, sweetheart. You've got big work to do in the world. Ricky sends, you're the real thing. Spirit moves through you. Oops, I lost it. Oh, it was a good one. okay. Kay is saying, I'm blown away with all this love and gratitude. I'm crying also. So gracious of these people to offer support to someone else's healing journey. God bless each of you greatly. Yes, indeed. Karma, Karma Miller McDonald, I will reach out to you a little bit separately, okay? Watch for a private message, okay? I'll talk to you a little bit later about what your question was. Okie smoky. So you guys ready for the next session? Let's do it. So know that there's going to be 10 workshops in the Feel Better Mastery. Each of the workshops are going to be profound. We're going to go to the core, and release the things that have, that we just don't even know that we don't know. One of the things I'm super excited about that I've done doing in this program, I've never been able to do it before because I haven't been in a place to do it, is to actually show you your core, your pure core being. When we know what our core is, everything falls away. When we know what our core is, we become kind of unstoppable. When we know what our core is, we know who we are. So no matter what shows up, we can say, no, that's not who I am. We know. It becomes this filter that says no to things and yes to the things that are us. We create this sense of knowing. Everything falls away, and nothing that we don't have to make things matter anymore, because when we make things matter, we make it dense. That's density. When we make something matter, we make something into that instead of something that's flowing. So that's part of what we're going to be doing, is finding our core. We're going to be playing with prosperity in a very deep way, a way I've never done before. You got a sampling of it in the Feel Better Challenge. We're going to take that even deeper. Okay, we're going to be playing with releasing shame, finding forgiveness for ourselves and for others. We're going to be playing with compassion. We're going to be playing with physical health, with physical transformation. We're going to be playing with relationships and conflict in particular, and releasing conflict in a way that it will never seem like conflict again. We're going to be releasing people who are no longer allowed to be in our life. We are going to go deep with these things, and we're going to be playing with the subtleties of it. Okay. There's someone else that had a question here. I can find it. There it is. Okay. So Victoria, if you could check your inbox, for a Facebook message, okay, so, and Laura, I will be sending you, oops, that was wrong. Sorry, Laura, I will be sending you a message. Let's see if I can find you. Rita, can you just grab Laura's Facebook page so I can send her a message? Rose Quinn says, hi, Jennifer, thank you so much for your healings over the years. Since listening to your five-day challenge, the little me has discovered that I really don't care about my body. My bulimia has been really bad in past week. I lost my home a few years ago. My marriage ended last year. Well, I'm so sorry, honey. I'm patiently waiting on my phone and hope I will be lucky enough to talk to you tonight. I trust, though, the person who needs you most will be chosen. I'm looking at the options to join the Feel Better Mastery. It sounds like it will be great. It will be great, Rose. I would love to have you in it. These syndromes that we have, the bulimia and the addictions and things like that, they can be so, so challenging and tough. And yet they are the ultimate in guiding us to something that's different. They can be the ultimate in moving us to something that has to change so dramatically but can't change. And so these things keep appearing in a kind of vigilant way to get our attention so profoundly. And addiction is one of those. And I'm so sorry for those of you who are experiencing that. I understand addiction. I grew up with addiction. I've had my own challenges I've been able to move through them. For those of you who don't know me very well, I've moved through a lot. Oh my God. I moved through cancer. I had cancer at 33. I've moved through addiction for sure. I've moved through a lot of physical ailments. And I've moved through a lot of depression. I've had a lot of depression. And I think I've had all of these things in order to be where I am here to serve. Not everyone is here to serve. So not everyone is here to have those kind of experiences. I get that that's part of what my core is. And so my core knows exactly what to do with it. And so I hope you guys understand that. Ricky says, I don't know how I got here technically, but I got here because I know I'm supposed to hear, right? That's how it works. That's how it works. All right, so I'm going on to the next call, which again was 30. I wrote that down, thank goodness. Okay, looks like we're going to see, is it that one or is it that one? Okay, it's this one. All right, we're going to, looks like Reno, Nevada, last four digits are 3753.
I'm on. Hello, Jennifer, how are you?
Good, who's that?
You are so cute, I love your laugh. This is LaVon from Reno. Hey, there it goes.
It sounds like you said LaVon. I think that's what your real name is. LaVon.
LaVon, yes. Mom liked things different. Indecisiveness. Today is my 45th wedding anniversary with my very sweet husband, and he gave me two choices of things to do. Uh-huh. I could not commit to any one of them. There was this inner argument going on which one was best and which one was safest and all this silliness. And it's just something I've always had.
Oh, wow. Okay, so first of all, I'm going to interrupt you for 1 second to say that Estherine is going to offer 10 more. Is that true, Estherine? Am I saying this correctly?
Estherine's on a roll.
Estherine is on a freaking roll. My gosh.
Estherine, she's awesome.
Yes. That is for sure. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I want to make sure that I got that correctly. I don't want to announce it if it's incorrect. Am I late here? Okay. So anyone who's talking, she is private messaging with me. Okay, good. So let me know, Rita, what's going on there. Okay, I apologize, LaVon. All right, decision-making. Yeah, you know, like it's easy to be indecisive. It's so easy. Oh, my God, Estherine just opened it to 10 more people. So this is first come, first serve. For the next 10 people that register on the 4-pay, you will be in, Estherine will take care of one of those payments. Make sure I got that right. $60 each. So Estherine is going to pay $60 each for 10 more people. Holy cow, Estherine, you rock. God, I'm so, what a generous soul. Wow. Wow. Okay, so register now with your $60 and you use your credit card, whatever it is, and Estherine will take care of the next payment. And by the time your third payment comes around, I'm certain you'll be able to pay for it. Okay, so and she's in the program herself. Estherine, oh my God, what a goddess. Oh my gosh, this is so cool. I am so excited. Oh. Oh. Wow. Okay. So I think it was Ricky. I want to make sure.
LaVon.
Okay. So you're LaVon. Yes, sir. There was someone in there that I want to make note of. Okay. Estherine for president. Yes, Holly. Okay. So I apologize if it's interrupting you a little bit, LaVon, here. I will definitely play with you with this notion of indecision. But for the next 10 people who get in, we'll announce who those 10 are. So register right now, pay your 4-pay, $60, and we, Estherine, will take care of the next payment for four of you. Wow. I'm kind of blown away by this. All right. Not many things make me speechless. This did. Okay, let's talk about indecision. All right, so what if you made the wrong decision? What would that be like?
It'd feel frustrating.
Yeah. So know that in there somewhere, something happened in childhood that said the frustration is not worth the decision. The frustration of getting quote unquote wrong is not worth it. Does that feel true?
Yes.
Yeah. So something happened that created a belief that says it's too frustrating to make a decision. I can't do it. Right?
Right. And we weren't very often asked to make a decision. They were all made for us.
That's right. That's right. And so if you had to make a decision, then it was a lot of pressure, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so there, I want you to know that you have really good reasons why you can't make a decision. You get it, right?
Right.
You have really good reasons for not wanting to, not being able to make a decision. So your mind is chewing on that right now, saying, yeah. Yeah, I have really good reasons for not making a decision. Yeah. Right, and so now your mind is feeling like, yeah, and it was okay to not being able to make decisions. That was correct, wasn't it? Of course, it would be hard to make a decision. Of course, it would be. So now that you know that, let's go to the little one for the rest of you. Bring your attention to the little one that's having any kind of challenge at all. And I want you to be the observer before you get to the little one. Okay, Levon? So be the observer. What does it feel like to be an observer that's detached? That is kind of the analogy is you're watching the movie instead of being in the movie. You're in the audience watching. So there's a notion of being, there it is, you got it. There's a notion of being detached.
I see a sweet, innocent little girl.
There you go. So bring your attention to her as the observer. So notice that you're observing and she's the one that you're observing. Is that true?
Yes.
Good. And so now we're just going to ask her around this idea of indecision and around the frustration that was formed if she had to make a decision that was wrong. Just allow her to kind of unpack that and feel the feelings around it. That, you know, it's like that was just what was. There was no ifs, ands, or buts. You weren't allowed to decide.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were able to decide, the pressure would have been immense and the consequences of making a, quote, wrong decision would have been horrible. Is that true?
Yes. And she's crying.
Yeah, she's crying. That's right. That's exactly right. Of course she's going to cry. That is appropriate for her to cry. That is the right emotion around never being able to be allowed to make a decision. Of course she would cry because
she's in trouble for crying too.
That's right. She is. And so right now she gets to, none of that is happening now. I want her to understand that we're here now. We're not there when this first happened. Okay. So now we're in a new place, but she gets to feel the feelings that she wasn't able to express. It would not have been safe for her to cry that first time. What would it have been?
No.
So what she did was something really sound. She held the emotion. She repressed them and put a hard coating around it so that it wouldn't bother her again because it wasn't safe, right? And then she was able to survive. So we get to tell her, thank you, little Levon, for helping me to survive. Thank you, little Levon, for helping me to survive. Thank you. Thank you for repressing that so that we could continue on. And here we are, and it's later. And now is the time for her to finally feel that sadness, finally feel that frustration. Does that feel true?
Yeah.
Good. So let's let her feel that sadness and frustration. Let's let her feel that sadness and frustration. That's it. That's it. And how is she expressing that?
She's crying.
Yes, and as she should. That is absolutely appropriate. That is right. That is correct. Okay.
She's stomping her feet, too.
Of course she would, right?
She's frustrated.
Yes, of course she would stomp her feet. Of course she would. That's right. So we just finished with Esterine's next 10. Thank you, Esterine. And I'll announce who made it in just a minute. So, of course, she's stomping her feet. Of course, she's upset and angry. Of course, she would be. That's right. And as she does that, we're just going to mention to her that we are not asking for her to change. We're not asking for her to change. She doesn't have to change. Just feel. And she has every reason to feel that frustration and anger, doesn't she?
Yes.
Okay. Good. And so in this moment, something is happening, which is the energy, it's like a portal is opened as she finally expressed what couldn't have been expressed previously. She had the courage to, in this moment, express it, and we thank her. And for the rest of you, hopefully you're following along. And we just say to her, look, there's this beautiful energy of love that is pouring in. Does that feel true?
Yes.
And so the love is pouring in. It's actually her. That's who she is. She is this love. It's the love that also got held in that moment of repression. Does that feel true?
Yes.
Because she gets to feel the love that she is. That's it. Beautiful. There's a powerful unwinding happening right now. That's it. Beautiful. And a powerful unwinding happening right now. That's it. Beautiful. That's it. Lovely. Ooh.
Sigh of relief.
Relief. Relief is always a sign that we are in our neutral, stable, powerful being. And so as she stands in this new power of the love that she is, does that feel true?
Yes.
Let's ask her a question around everything that happened, around the indecision, around that you kind of have an understanding of what it's about, around the upsetting emotions that were there. Ask her, and around the transformation that just happened, ask her, what is it that she needs now? What does she need now?
To feel accepted,
yes,
and appreciated.
That's right. Appreciated and accepted. That's correct. That's right. So ask her to show you, what would that feel like? Ask her to show you, what would it feel like if you were appreciated and accepted? And it's really easy right now for the mind to take over. And try and figure that out. But instead, we're going to stay in the observer. We're going to ask the little one to show us, ask the younger version of us to show us, what would it feel like if that need were expressed? In your case, what would it feel like, LaVonne, if you were fully appreciated and accepted? What would that be like? Ask her to show you.
I see her kind of spinning around in a circle with her hands up in the air.
Yeah, baby. What's that like? Ask her to show
She's
you.
What dancing that. Around. She's dancing around.
And what does that feel like? Ask her to
Freedom.
Show you. Freedom. Freedom. That's it.
Freedom. There's a lightness of heart.
Lightness of heart. Beautiful. And as you dance in that freedom and lightness of heart with her, what's that like to have that as part of your true expression? What's that like to be in that freedom and lightness of heart?
You mentioned true expression, which the freedom is to express myself freely.
There you go. That's it. To express whatever your true expression is. So let's explore this. Out of the two options that your husband gave you, which is the one that matches your true expression? So use your mind, use the moment, use the little girl. She gets to choose.
Oh, she wants to go eat ice cream.
There you go. Was that one of the choices?
No.
Okay. So besides eating ice cream, what she gets to do, what out of the two choices that your husband gave you that you want to do?
Yeah, my mind went right into it.
I want you to notice that. That is actually a moment of breakthrough, LaVonne. This is great. That's a moment of breakthrough. Your mind went straight to its old habits.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Your mind went straight to its old habit. So that's a good thing to notice, that your mind is wanting to take over again. So we're just going to say, thank you very much, mind. Thank you very much, mind. And just move back into the little girl and you in freedom. And from that energy, what is it that you would like that matches that free expression?
Let's go shopping.
There it is. Right? There it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good answer. Beautiful. Wow. There we go. The little pulse of healing happened as you're able to know that you can make a decision. Now, did you feel anything after you made the decision?
Another lightness of heart.
Exactly. So this is now your filter, that you know that when you make a decision, that's what you're going to feel right afterwards. And by the way, you can't make a wrong decision. There are no wrong decisions.
Right.
Does that feel true?
True.
Because every decision we make sets up something for us to use. So even if it appears like it was a wrong decision, it couldn't have been. Like the lady with the cyst, she shared what a blessing that was. She learned so much. She's changed so much. And she's gotten to some health pieces that she wouldn't have gotten to if she hadn't done it. So it wasn't a mistake, right?
Right.
Good.
Very I had to close good. My eyes to make my decision, so it came from the heart.
There you go. Well, that's a great little process to use. Perfect. Lavana, you're joining the Feel Better Mastery Program.
Well, it sounds so wonderful, but I'm a little bummed that we're out of town and I can't get home to sign up for that wonderful bonus. It sounds fabulous.
I promise that when you sign up, I will give you the bonus.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm signing up.
Okay. Yes.
I'm making a decision, darn it.
Yes! Oh my God, look at you go! That's awesome.
My little girl's dancing. My little girl's dancing.
Yeah, baby. That's great. Thank you, Lavon. And Lavon, would you pick a number from 1 to 34? Two.
Thanks so much, Jan.
Thank you, honey. I look forward to playing with you in the chorus.
You bet. Bye bye.
Bye now. Okay, we're going to caller number 2 here. All right, so I'm going to play another little testimonial here for you all so you understand what is going on with people who have taken this before. I love the conversation with the therapist.
The spontaneous transformation technique is a quick and easy way to access trauma without reliving it and unwind core beliefs that some we don't even know we have. And as a professional nurse and hypnotherapist, I've done a lot of other work, and this is by far the quickest and easiest and feel good. I've listened to Jennifer's recordings since the 21 days, and every morning my commute to work is 40 minutes, and I listen to re-record and get new things from each one. So she's really great, and so is this SST. Thank you.
Thank you, love. Thank you. I'm going to just play, I like the one from Kat, I think. Yeah, let's do Kat again.
I've been using Jennifer's healing process for some years now, and I had fibromyalgia very severely. I'd had it most of my life, and the spontaneous transformation technique, it was the base of my healing. It took me 2 years, and the fibromyalgia is gone. And it's been 5 years now, and it hasn't returned. And kind of saved my life. Thanks, Jennifer. And this technique I've continued to use, and it's been so good for me, not just for physical healing, but emotional and spiritual healing as well. And what else can I say? I've done two of the 21-day programs, and Jen, I know you'll get a kick out of this one because I've had issues around money and abundance for, oh, pretty much most of my life. And after the 21-day program, in the last, 6 months that follow it, we were in the midst of selling our home of 30 years and finding a new home and purchasing and moving. And the 21-day programs got me through the whole process without any major meltdowns. And it also ended up my bank account moving from 4 figures to 6 figures. And that was after buying a house and doing everything we needed to do. So I can tell that this process changed my beliefs and my attitudes, and it has expanded my life. And it's done so much for me that when Jennifer offered to teach the spontaneous transformation process, I was in. I took it. I'm now a level 2 practitioner certified, and it works so well. I don't know what else to say about it except thanks, Jennifer, for listening to Source and your angels and guides and creating this and sharing it. And, my life would be much smaller and more difficult without it. So thank you.
I love it, Kat. Thank you so much. Kat is an amazing artist. It makes me so happy. Woof, fills me up. This is because it's part of my core, right? When we understand our core, we understand the what we can just release everything and just say, that fills me up. For some people, that might not fill you up because that's not your core, but that fills me up. And it would fill me up if you would join. And I know that you're going to be doing testimonials like that when we're done in 5 weeks. And it will fill me up powerfully when you transform at the level that Kat has transformed, curing, changing, that she doesn't have fibromyalgia anymore, moving from 4 figures to 6 figures. Now, that might not happen for you, but might. I can't guarantee that any of that will happen. But what I can guarantee is that things will change, that this might be the moment that you will point back to say that was the start of the transformation that led me to something that your mind cannot even imagine. So I hope you'll join me. Feelbettermastery.com. Feelbettermastery.com. And so here are the people that Estherine took care of for the second time. Beautiful, amazing Estherine. Penelope A., Lloyd K., Deidre J., Lynn S., Patty K., Wen Ku, Jennifer T., Donna G., Stephanie P., and Connie G. You got the next 10 that amazing Estherine is paying for. One of the 4 payments Estherine is taking care of. My God, that's just so incredibly generous. And Victoria is going to cover Andy's wellness attunement. There's an you can upgrade into a wellness attunement. So Victoria paid for that for Andy. Wow, my God. We live in the most amazing planet. And by the way, we create our own planet. By the way, we create our own planet. Right? Because we are in this place where we get to witness it. That's how powerful all of you are, that you are here witnessing this moment of incredible generosity. Isn't that exciting? You did that. You did that. To give all of us hope that the world is different than what we think it is. The world is different than the evidence that is being presented to us daily. That bad stuff, the things that appears to be, maybe just the catalyst for change that is required. And it's not making excuses. It's not making, that's just what happens, and it's here for us. And without also giving compassion to people who are going through something. So I don't want to say that it's all God's plan and the devastation and trauma and suffering and pain that is resulting from it is okay. It's not. Devastation, pain, and suffering is not okay. And as I say that, I also know that there's a greater divine unfolding that's happening. And I don't understand any of it really to the depth that I will when I leave the planet. I'll get it then. Right now, it's just a deep sense of trust and faith in the process, a deep sense of trust and faith that every soul is participating in something for me and for them, for their friends and family and for me. So if your experience is you are in the midst of something that's devastating, or you're at the periphery of something that's devastating, that there is a divine unfolding for every single soul that is participating, and there's a tremendous courage of the soul. There's a tremendous courage of the soul that is using what's happening. I mean, that's a courageous thing for a soul to undertake something that's devastating in order to move into something fantastic. And I would like, I think it's Ricky that's on. I think she shared that she has stage 4 terminal cancer. And, you know, I'm getting emotional about that. I don't want her to have that. And yet, the bravery in which she has showed up here on the comments, the bravery in which she's showing up in this moment is powerful. Now, some people are choosing to get an illness so that they can transition off the planet. I'm not sure if that's in the cards for you, Ricky. It may not be. But I know that everything is here for us, and staying here as long as possible is not what the game's about. And so I just want all of us to just, I think her name is Ricky, R-I-K-K-I. I don't know if you could help me out, Rita. I can't see all the posts from where I'm sitting here. So if you could maybe just make sure I'm getting that name correctly. By the way, just a big thank you to Rita. She's my amazing partner in this, and she is just freaking incredible. I love you so much. Whew. Okay. Thank you for your amazing support, Rita. So let's all just bring our beautiful energy to seeing remarkable Ricky and seeing her just in her light, in her brilliant light body, in her brilliant light of divine truth, in her brilliant brilliance. Let's just see her as if she's standing right in front of us in her brilliance. And for those of you who want to scroll up and down the comments, you know, find her so you can see her picture. That's it. And let's just see her in her light, in her beauty, in her brilliance. And see that in her light being, there's nothing wrong or bad or broken. We just see her as her brilliant light. That's it. We see her in her brilliant light. And as we see her in her light, even though she's already doing it, she sees her light. She sees what's going on. She knows what's happening. She understands it, and she's being such grace through it, which is helping many people in her life. She sees what we're seeing, though, which is something even deeper. She sees her light. That's it. And as she sees her light, something changes in her physical body, in her mental body, in her emotional body. She starts to have trust and faith even more in the journey. That's it. That's it. That's it. And we just love and honor her genius. Love and honor the courage within which she faces this current circumstance. Love and honor her beautiful body that is this refined tuning fork that is vibrating something for her and for others too. Through her journey, she's impacting many, many of us here right now. And we just see her and love her and honor her. Ah, oh, such a beautiful soul. Wow. I get to grow from her. And we see her remarkable body knowing exactly what it needs to do. We see the healing intelligence turn on. We see her body knowing what to do. And again, we're not sending anything. We're not forcing anything, because my soul doesn't know what's best for Ricky. Ricky's soul does. Ricky's soul knows what's best for her. So we're simply seeing her. And in seeing her, there's an energy healing matrix that is being created for Ricky to use, for her soul to use, because her soul knows exactly what to do and how to use it. And so we just witness Ricky in her brilliance, knowing what to do. We witness Ricky in her beautiful body, knowing what to do. And we just love and honor their body and their brilliance. We love and honor their body and their, her body and their her brilliance. Yeah, it's Ricky. Thank you. Thank you. And we just see her brilliance and her grace and her glory. And we honor the tremendous courage within which she faces what's happening. We honor the tremendous capacity to know exactly what to do next. And we just see and love and honor her. That's it. It's powerful and winding for all of us. Because what happens when we honor another in this way, when we simply appreciate their amazing journey, we're also honoring a part of ourselves. There's healing in there for us as we do this. Oh, marvelous. Thank you. And just thank you, Ricky, for being you. I'm not sure if she's still on yet, but she's definitely received that at some level. Thank you, Ricky, for being you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, all of you, for being you. So I'm going to extend this call a little bit longer than normal because we had our little glitch there. And as a result, I'm going to extend the special offer. So you've got half an hour more. I'm going to be on here for another 30 minutes. You've got half an hour more to take advantage. Oh, Ricky's here. What a blessing you are, beautiful Ricky. I'm glad you're still here and got to receive that. So you've got half an hour before I wrap this thing up, before I finish up here. I've been going at it for now almost 6 hours. I'm doing pretty good, actually. I think because of that little hospital visit just changed everything for me, allowed me to see that I'm doing really well health-wise and that there's a few little things that need to be changed and I'm changing them. And that's what all of it is here for. So I'm going to keep the special offer open, the extra bonus that you'll all be receiving. I'm going to let it stay open for another 30 minutes, but you only have 30 minutes to join the Feel Better Mastery to get this bonus, okay? Feelbettermastery.com to join this amazing program that if you think that you don't have time, this program will help you to create time. If you think that you don't have money, this program will assist you in that. And do the forepay, I'll tell you what. Do the forepay. And if you can't make it on the second thing, we'll work with you at that point, okay? So it's 30 days from today will be your second payment. And if you, for some reason, I think the majority of you will be able to make that second payment. And if you can't, we'll work with you, okay? So join right now and then reach out when it's getting close to the second pay. Reach out to customer support at McLeanMasterworks.com as it gets closer to that. So put it in your calendar. Join today, and we'll work with you on the second payment, okay? And I don't know what that looks like, but if you can't pay for the second one, we'll figure something out. Either we'll extend the payments or we'll figure something out. But you have to register in order to do that. Okie doke. And trust the process here. So if you don't think you can pay, what if you could? What if this program will open up the ability to pay? Which I believe it will. All right? And so then consider also that this is if you have a relationship that says, no, you can't do this, you'll be changing that in this program. You'll be changing it in this program. And remember that this is probably the last time I'll be doing this program, and it's all ending tomorrow. Tomorrow is your last day to register. So you might as well register now in the next 30 minutes to get the bonus, right? And let me just play you another testimonial, and then we'll get right back into... Where is my thingy here? There it is. And then we'll get back into this. Here we go.
Over the past 3 years, I have participated in a number of Jennifer McLean's workshops, webinars, and monthly prayer circles that are all such a blessing. I can definitely say, as a result, I am more centered, balanced, healthier, happier, stronger, and higher vibrating than I ever thought possible. Time and time again, her sense of humor, insight, experiences, techniques have assisted me in dealing with day-to-day life experiences. Jennifer's laughter alone lightens up and brightens up any day, no matter your circumstance. Heartfelt gratitude, Jennifer, for all you've done for me and the multitudes of others. You have assisted in so many ways with our shift of to unconditional love and experiencing heaven here on earth. Love, peace, and light, Cheryl Loney.
Thank you, Cheryl. So that gives you an idea of what's possible. And we are, we're going to laugh all the way to abundance and laugh all the way to more health and laugh all the way to different circumstances, because life is way too short to not giggle at life and what we're doing, as we've been doing today. So today you've been getting a little bit of a sampling on the Healathon of what's possible for you in the course. We'll be taking what we've done in the Feel Better Challenge to a much, much deeper level. This is my most advanced course I've ever done. And it is the most, I think, profound work that I've ever done. I can't wait for you to join. So feelbettermastery.com or click the purple buttons that are on the page there. And we'll go to our next session here. And that was caller number 2. We're going to chat. It looks like last producer 0425. 0425, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I would like today's the new moon. I would like some type of ritualization process. Thursday night, I've been on this self-actualization journey for the last couple years, and you know, a lot has been happening in my life to really bring me to this place. So Thursday night, I reached the point where I was guided to do a process where I stepped into my light. The last couple months, my subconscious was just kicking and screaming. You know, from my light, stepping into the greatness, and it was time. So I did it Thursday night, and I had a dream that night. The next morning, I did a process involving my daughter's dad, who just 3 days before that had told me he was going to file for full custody of our daughter. I've been the custodial parent for, you know, all her life. She's a teenager, and now he wants to file for full custody. Anyway, so that was that. So that morning, Friday morning, I was nudged to do a process involving him, and oh my goodness, it was really powerful. I just had streaming tears, but it was all release. I wasn't sad. It was just beautiful. What I experienced was I saw myself releasing him, not in, not with, but as light and love.
Yes.
And it just, yeah, that's
is
it just
Nora?
How,
is it Nora? Is it Nora?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Nora. So there's a little tiny thing in your field of being that has a hook of doing to get, and it's understandable. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Your husband basically feels like taking your daughter away from you. And it feels like there's a piece of it that is him trying to punish you. I'm not sure if that's true. Does that feel true at all?
Yes.
Good. So all of that is there. And of course, that would make us want to do to get. So there's just a tiny little thing you want to change in your processes, and you're really good at this already. Okay. And I know, you know, you've been doing a lot of work. You go on these journeys on your own, and you talked about ritualizing. That was a ritual. Okay. So all the dreaming piece is definitely ritualized work, which is powerful. I expect that you've done this in many lifetimes. So you know how to do it, but there's a new way of doing it now. Okay. There's a slight little thing that will change the dynamics of how you do this. And that is, you're moving into the ritual because you want something at the end of it. Understandably so. Is that true?
Well, yeah, for the last couple of years it was, but this very last year, there's been just a lot of surrendering to what is.
Yes, I can feel that. I can feel that. And yet, this ritual you did with your husband was a doing to get, understandably so. Of course it would be, right?
To get something, like,
yeah,
to get have what with him.
Up, to have your daughter stay with you, to have this whole thing not happen, right? Is that true, or am I putting words in your mouth?
I didn't feel that way.
This is subconscious stuff.
Well, I called attorneys on Wednesday after I had talked to him, so that was the whole doing to get.
That's okay, taking action. But what I'm talking about here is the whole metaphysical stuff that you do, which is mm-hmm. really powerful. And there's a whole new, there's a new subtlety, and it's really small subtlety here, that when you get will change the dynamics of things dramatically. And I'm only sharing it with you because I have recently, in the last 6 months, come to understand this. And again, that's why my program is going to be so much different, because I'm understanding things in a new way. You're doing it exactly, beautifully, perfectly. You're going into a ritual thing to change the dynamics of things. But so let's pretend right now that, and again, I know that you do this already, but I want you to understand that you're not doing it wrong. It's not criticism. But I keep hearing from your guides, there's a subtle shift in the way that you're approaching, is the intention of the approach.
Mm-hmm.
A subtle shift in the intention of the approach. And that shift is, before you go into the ritual, holding an intention of, it doesn't matter. That I am not looking or seeking for an outcome. And I think you've been kind of doing that already in that year of surrender. But it's now, the only reason that it's here right in front of you and I'm having this conversation with you is because the universe wants you to understand this, because you were chosen out of the 50 people that had their hands up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what they're asking you to understand is a real conscious intention and conscious attention to changing the entry point into your healing journeys, into your ritualizations. That the start point has a little ritual before you even start of releasing any need or condition or attachment to outcome. Does that make sense?
I understand what you're saying, but I don't know. I felt led to do this.
Of course you were. Of course you're led to do it. And it's not, and you're doing it perfectly. But what they're telling me is there's this tiny little piece that if you add, will change the dynamics of it to be even more powerful. Does that make sense? I could be totally wrong. I've been wrong before. It was July 1985. It was hot. I'm just kidding. But I could be totally wrong here. And maybe the conversation is for you to say, no, Jen, you're wrong. I know better, which could be, which sometimes is what happens in these instances. But I'm just, your guides are tapping me on the shoulder to say, she's really powerful. Yeah, I get that. And she's done a lot of work. And yeah, I get that. And there's a lot of, and the surrender energy that you're talking about is very much there. But there's a new energy that's coming on the planet that you're here to involve yourself with. And that is bringing a level of deeper consciousness even to what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So bringing a level of deeper consciousness to the motivation. That's the word I was looking for. To the motivation of why you're doing any of this conscious raising stuff. What is your motivation? And I don't have an answer for that, but they're telling me that you do. That when you start exploring with the motivation that you're bringing in order to, I mean, I'm using my language of doing to get. It might not be the right language to you because that might not feel right. But there is a piece about the motivation that you're here to play with.
Yeah, it's just to be me. I just want to be me.
That's it.
My truth.
That's
that
it.
Is it.
So if that is the motivation, anything that you're moving into from a healing or journeying or ritualization of anything, that initial just explore the motivation behind it. Is it to just be you, or is it to create an outcome? Is the only question. If it's to create an outcome, it's okay. Notice that, and then move into being you, and then move into it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I did ask myself, like, okay, and you know, what if we do go to court and I would represent myself? And I'm totally fine with that. I'm not an attorney, but I feel I can, I don't know, I just feel like I can do it. And if it were in my daughter's best interest to be with him, then let her go. That's how I feel.
Good.
I love her. I'm here for her. I will guide her. But if for whatever reason, even because I'm going through all these changes, you talk a lot about sometimes people move out of your experience because they don't want to be around your energy.
Yes.
And, you know, if it's something like that, okay, you know.
Okay. So I want you to bring conscious motivation to that because that's great. I mean, that is the beyond beautiful. That is the feel better, energy. That's perfect. And it's, these are great questions. And let's just, if you are being you, like really just being you, Nora, in its purest energy, would you want your daughter to continue to live with you?
Just being me, would I want her to live with me? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's a really good understanding. So if that's the truth, then the actions that come out of that motivation are different than just saying, if it's meant to be, then I will trust the process. And again, this is really bizarrely subtle work because a lot of the work up to now is I trust the process and which has been my mantra. And if it's meant to be, it will happen, which has been my mantra. And now we're moving into more advanced work. And that's kind of what I've been talking about all along with the Feel Better Mastery, is that we're moving into a different, slightly different conversation beyond just I trust the process. You know, I can honestly say that when my sister was dying and I said over and over again, I trust the process, that it got me through it. But there's a really large piece that was pissed off that I suppressed, which was okay. Mm-hmm. But we are now moving into a new conversation where we no longer have to, we can have that piece of I trust the process, that's true. But if I were really being me at my core, is this what I want? No. Okay. Then what might it look like? Okay. The feeling of it would be this. And that feeling of it is where we're aiming to be. And that creates the opening then for us to not just say, I'm waiting for a sign, which you're not saying. I'm just using that as an example. I've got to get a sign in order to. If my energy isn't supposed to have my daughter in it, I trust that. And that's a beautiful thing. And yet your energy is saying it would be really cool if she was still there. If I were me, 100% in me, that would be great if she was still there. And so that means there's actions to be taken that allow you to be you with your daughter in it. And if your daughter ends up being with him, I know you trust the process, but you didn't kind of abdicate. And I know you're not. But I'm just saying sometimes those of us in the new age thing, I've been doing this since the 80s, right? We have this sometimes abdication that happens where we say, oh my gosh, I trust the process so much that no matter what happens, it's okay. And then when it happens, it's not okay. And that's in part because we abdicated. That makes sense?
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. But you know, I do envision us. I do the Ho'opono with her.
Good.
I envision us like being wonderful together.
Yes, that's very good.
And releasing her dad.
Yes, and release, and then all of that. Do all of that with this new piece, though, which is, okay, am I really being me? Now, as me, I'm going to move into Ho'oponopono. What is my motivation? Is my motivation for doing Ho'oponopono is because I want her to stay? And then it's like, yes. And that's like, okay, that's okay. I'm feeling me. I'm feeling me with her. It feels really good. I'm going to do Ho'oponopono from that place. I'm going to do releasing her dad from that place, from the place of being me. As I said, it's a very subtle difference,
yeah,
compared to what you've been doing. You got it?
I think so. I mean, I
get it too.
I think I'm feeling it.
Excellent. Fantastic. Feel away. and of course, that's part of what the Feel Better program is all about. It is all about doing these nuanced changes, very nuanced, but very high vibrating changes that really make the difference in where we're going. And in turn, what you and me and the other people in the Feel Better Mastery program are creating next. We are creating this new way of being that's next, that's even different than what has come before. What has come before has got us to this moment. And the Feel Better Mastery program is taking us into that next moment that will be a foundation upon which many can stand upon, a foundation upon which the vibration will create a change on the planet. Thank you for being here and letting me get this out there, that the differences, because it's really hard to describe.
I know. And in the beginning, you talked through it, and now I'm feeling it. So
good.
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you so much for that, because it allowed me to really share what the difference is in this program. So, Nora, my love, would you pick a number from 1 to 31?
I would say 33.
33 it is. Okay.
Oh, you, wait, what, did you say 41?
Oh, wait, 31. Yeah, no, 31.
Oh, my God.
And I was going to let you do that. Go ahead.
I think I'm still feeling this other stuff that's where I'm at. But, okay,
23. 23, okay, awesome. Okay, 23 it is. Thank you, my love. All right. So you guys are starting to get the idea here, right? You've got I think I'm going to do this one last session. We got about 10 minutes before you can join. And the bonus is, of course, these healings I did last year that I've never shared since then. And they're extremely profound, very powerful. And I'm going to edit them up so they make sense for you now. And I'm going to throw them in as a bonus. So you have about 10 minutes between now and when this next session ends to participate in this. Okay, Jillian is saying, thank you so much for the blessing us with your gift today. My soul has been wishing to reconnect with Source, and I'm so excited for your class. I am too! Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for my class. Kelly says, thank you for your work. God bless your work. It's been life-changing for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you, Kelly, for the co-creation. Stephanie says, doing to get, can we go into that more in mastery? Yes, we will be going into that because of what I just shared with Nora. We will definitely be playing with the notion that'll be part of the prosperity program is doing to get. And we're going to be going into the idea of motivation behind it. And that will be in the Feel Better Mastery program. I'm sorry, Jennifer, I don't trade. I'm so sorry. But I know that your candle making and soap making is fabulous. But I promise that you, that if you engage now for the four pay at $50, I will definitely, by the time the next payment comes along, if you cannot make it, we'll talk. I don't know what that looks like, but we'll talk. All right. We'll make it work, whatever it is. So if you think you can't afford it, know that I'm very certain that by the end of 5 weeks, it will be obvious that you can afford it. And again, the next payment will happen, I think, just before the final class, I think. So if that happens, we will work it out. All right. So go now. And also, you've got just a few minutes left before we finish up for today. I'm going to take one more session and then the bonus will be off the table. Yeah, but the course is just so worth it, even without the bonus. Oh my God, it's going to be so fun. Okay, and it's really fun today to talk about what the course is going to be because I'm really feeling the beautiful next level advanced quantum energy that we're going to be playing with. So exciting. Okay, so let me do one more testimonial and then I'm going to do I'm going to do Karen again. It's such a beautiful one.
Hi, my name is Karen McGee, and before finding Jennifer, I struggled with fear, anxiety, and overwhelm for most of my life. I had a strong need to always be in control and do everything perfectly. I felt very constricted and deeply wounded by events of my childhood, and living in that constant state of stress took a toll on my body in the form of chronic health issues as well. Through her amazing healing programs, Jennifer has given me the keys to unlock all of my hidden potential and reclaim my divine gifts. She helped me quiet my beautiful mind and connect to the guidance of my heart and soul. Thanks to her sessions and spontaneous transformation techniques, I now know I am not alone. I am enough. I am worthy. And most of all, I am love.
Yeah.
STT allows me to access the deepest parts of myself as a conscious observer to release old emotions and discover what my mind, body, and soul really needs from me going forward. It helps me unwind old thought patterns and create a new, calmer, authentic state of being. Now I can breathe more deeply and live in a state of expansion, compassion, and possibility. I am beyond grateful to have found Jennifer and had the opportunity to participate in so many of her healing intensives. It has been an absolute game changer for me and given me a completely new perspective on life. My hope is that everyone that feels a nudge to play with Jennifer takes the leap because the experience is truly beyond belief.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it makes me happy. It makes me cry every time I listen to these testimonials. Oh, my gosh. Whew. Okay, I'll take that in and move on. All right, so we're going to go to another beautiful call. Again, that's feelbettermastery.com. Click the purple button to join. It's all shutting down tomorrow, and I would so love to play with you. Genuinely would just so love to play with you. Okay. Yeah, Anne, I'm so delighted you're in the program. I look forward to playing with you. That was Anne on Facebook Live. Esterine is a reflection of what I want to do. Isn't that true, Lisa? Thanks for showing me that you are doing this and know it's possible. Bliss and love to you. Thank you, Esterine. That was, I mean, really so beyond generous. So cool. So remember, check out at feelbettermastery.com. Click on the purple button if you're in the listening salon. And it closes tomorrow, okay? So it's all ending tomorrow. All right, yeah, here we go. Okay, caller number 23. Let's do this, man. We're going to, it looks like Denver, Colorado. Last four digits are 9432. You're on the air.
Hi, that's me.
Hi, me.
Hi, I'm Layla.
Hi, Layla.
Oh my goodness. I felt like I just knew it was going to be me. I was like, that's going to be me. That's going to be me.
It was.
So I don't even really know what to ask. I'm brand new to all of this,
okay.
But I just knew that I was supposed to call and that I would receive healing. So I have been diagnosed with PCOS, and it's not so disruptive, like I've learned to live with it.
I'm sorry, you have, I apologize for interrupting. I didn't quite hear what you said. You have what now?
I was diagnosed with PCOS.
What's
polycystic ovarian syndrome.
PCOS, okay.
And what it is basically you're instead of ovulating, you just create a lot of cysts.
Okay.
There are a lot of side effects and everything that go with it, but I have been blessed enough to have lived without the majority of the symptoms of PCOS. However, every so often I'll get like smacked with all of them. And I have an awareness that every disease, every ailment that goes on with you is rooted in a belief or has a spiritual root. And I have not, as much as I have, am aware of that, and I've been kind of working on a lot of beliefs and everything like that, this just seems to continue coming up. So I want to be done with it.
Yeah, understood. Okay, so is it true you've only been on the call for about an hour?
I'm sorry?
Have you only been here for about an hour? Have you listened to anything prior?
Yes.
To that? Okay, good.
So well, I did the first 3 days of...
Okay.
Because I just found out about it yesterday.
Okay.
So I stayed up until like 3 o'clock.
Look at you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I stayed up until 3 o'clock this morning like, I got to get it done.
Oh my gosh, that's really cool. Okay. So I'm going to give you a quick little overview because I talked about it quite a bit today already, some of what you're talking about. All right. So you're already onto it. You're actually a very evolved soul. You got more in those 3 days than most people get from them. And that's not to diminish anyone else. It just means that you're ready and that there's something within you that is already kind of knew this stuff. Is that true?
Yeah, it was like I was listening and I'm like, yeah, that she said it. That's all. Yes. Those are the words. Yes. Okay.
That's right. That's it. So you're, do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I'm 34.
Okay. So, yeah, you're an old soul. You've been doing this stuff like this for a long time. You're here to guide lots of people. What do you do for a living?
I'm sorry. goodness. I'm actually at home with my kids right now, but I know that you're exactly what you said. I am here to guide. But I'm like, I need to figure it out because I don't know how to do this.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There's nothing to figure out. That's part of what I'm here to tell you. Is that there's nothing to figure out, that you're on a really cool path and to trust the path and it's going to guide you to what's next. And know that you're definitely going to be guiding people. I don't know how or what that looks like or when. It might not be imminent, but it is going to happen. And so you've already got the tools. You've already got a lot of it just naturally because you came in with it. And so I suspect I'm here to just ignite a lot of what you already know and ignite the idea of moving in a new direction. I suspect now, again, anything that I say to any of you, you can take it with a grain of salt because I'm not you. but I suspect that you're here in part to maybe become a FPP practitioner at some point in time. To use what you know.
I think so.
Yeah, to land on this system of healing, which matches who you are already, so that you can start doing this beautiful and kind of a small, easy to negotiate, gentle kind of way, and then have that grow into something that's completely yours. And those people who are in my course know this. I teach this, that STT, Spontaneous Transformation Technique, is my modality, and everyone else who learns it, it is their technique. And your beautiful energy will flower it into something new. And in fact, I shared this on another show, and I'll share it here now. Part of what I'm doing is that why I'm not going to be doing courses like this anymore is because I'm moving my attention into supporting my practitioners. And next year, probably around this time next year, maybe in the summer, but sometime next year, I'm going to be putting together the Spontaneous Transformation Summit, where people like you, I will be interviewing you to find out how did you use it? How are you helping people? And have you do spontaneous transformation techniques for the audience? That is the future of STT, is to have the practitioners being elevated in a summit, so that you are showing people and working with people in the summit. So that's what part of this is, okay? And a pathway into that is through this program. So you are here. You're really powerful, and you're going to be doing some really cool stuff with your life, and your kids are going to have a really amazing ride. And the PCOS is just a little piece of the puzzle for you to have you explore other things. It was just a nudge for you to explore different things, to open yourself up to beyond your home, into this program, you know, into this conversation that we're having here now. And I think you know how powerful you are. I mean, I think you know that. Is that true?
Yeah. I just don't know how to get it out there.
It's okay. It doesn't matter. You don't have to know how. You really don't. It doesn't matter. The more you take this, if you join this program, you're going to find ways to access the divine impulses so you don't have to know how, because the how becomes obvious. The how moves from how to and figuring it out, and it moves into divine guidance and divine action that falls out of that guidance, so that you don't have to figure it out. Make sense? And I know you know this already.
Yes.
So everything I'm going to tell you in this course, you already know, but it's just going to bring it into conscious awareness so that you can stand upon it in strength.
That makes sense.
Good. So I know that there's a lot of questions here, but you're joining the course, I hope.
Yeah.
Good. Because we're going to explore some of these questions, and they're going to help lots of people in the course too. And I suspect that you might be on a journey to do STT, and it's okay if you're not. There's no pressure there. I'm just kind of seeing a future where you're the in there. And I suspect that you might be one of the people on my summit next year where I'm interviewing you. Wouldn't that be cool?
No, I totally I feel that, because like I said, when I did the 3 days, I haven't done the other 2 days, but I was like, this is exactly how, because I, like, ever since I was little, my mom told me that I have the gift of healing, and just the way you put things, the way you explain things, I'm like, I didn't know I was doing this, but
you're already doing it. It's just putting a framework around it that will help you to embrace it even more. That's it.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh my God, I'm so excited that you're going to be in the program.
Oh my goodness. I didn't know what to expect. I just found out about it yesterday. And I'm like, okay.
It's all exactly right. That's how the universe works. And the universe, by the way, is you. Each of you is your own universe guiding you to these moments. And, well done, my love. You're very powerful. And, you know, I don't want anyone else to think that you're not powerful, because you're all extremely powerful. All of you that are listening are powerful. You are part of that 10% that is here to change it all. And I know, how do I know that? Because you're here. You're here listening to these words. I've been told that the people who are joining my programs are the people that are here to rock this thing, that are here to change the dynamics of their life and change the dynamics of everyone else's life around them. And some of you are here to move into a place of leadership in transformation. And you're one of those. What was your name? I didn't catch it.
Awesome.
It's Layla.
Layla.
I'm sorry, mm-hmm. I did write it down. Layla, I'm excited to play with you, honey. I'm so glad you joined the program.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Woo! I think that's a wrap. What do you guys think? So I'll tell you what. I'm going to keep that bonus open until the end of the day today. All right? So I will keep it open. Well, let's say 3:30, 4:30, 5:30. I'll keep it open 3:30 to 4:30, 4:30, 5:30. I'll keep it open for at least 6:30. Three more hours. You have to figure out how to get that first payment in. So you have 3 hours, and I'll keep that bonus open for another 3 hours. Okay? Does that make sense? So register in the next 3 hours. So that's 6:30 Pacific time, 9:30 Eastern time. Register, and you'll get that extra bonus. Okie dokie. All this is shutting down tomorrow. So if you haven't had a chance to dive into the 5-day Feel Better Master, do what Layla did and binge on it. And that'll give you a sampling. And again, but I want to warn you that even though that material seems kind of advanced, it's not. It's just the start point. Feel Better Mastery program is going to take it to a whole different level and way more advanced, right to the quantum and the subtleties. I love the conversation I had with Nora. That, oh, so powerful that we are going into the subtleties of this. Okay, we're going into the subtleties of things like motivation. We're going to unwind the deepest levels of shame and forgiveness and not enough. We're going to be unwinding those so those are cleared out of our field of being, because those old repressed emotions, they're like big boulders in our energy field that slow things down. We're going to be clearing those up. We're going to be clearing up the prosperity piece, especially doing to get. We're going to go into the deeper, more advanced levels of those. We're going to be going into conflict and relationship and a deeper, more advanced level of that. We're going to be going into physical healing and a deeper, more advanced level, the quantum level of these subtleties. And again, we're going to be exploring many things that are not on the planet at this time. So I genuinely hope that you are able to join me on this journey. You know, when Layla was talking, it occurred to me that, you know, she's one of them. You're one of the people that I talk to on my inner journey when I say, what's next for me? What's next for me to share with my tribe? And the next thing was the Feel Better Challenge. And you're part of, Feel Better Challenge that is leading into the Feel Better Mastery. And you are part of the team. Laura, I can't wait for you to be in the Mastery too. 6 hours live. Yes, I did it, Melody. Great. Okay, so anyone who is sharing on here on the comments that there's a challenge for you, we will reach out to you and work something out, okay? And if you can register today, you'll get the bonus. And if for some reason the 60-day rolls around and payment number two is a challenge, we'll talk about it, okay? We'll play with it then. We'll see what we can do then. Okie dokie, I promise we'll work it out. I don't know what that looks like, but we'll work something out. Okay, that sound good? So join right now. Join in the next 3 hours. I'm going to be signing off now, but join over the next 3 hours and you'll get your bonus. And the bonus, again, is these beautiful sessions I did last year. I can see them. I can feel them. They're so powerful. And I'm going to throw those into the mix here. You'll be getting those sessions as well. Okay, I'm going to have to edit them so they won't appear immediately, but they'll be there before the end of the program. Okay, you guys in? I can't wait to play with you. Thank you for this amazing day. I feel fantastic. Considering I was in the hospital yesterday, holy crap, man, I feel great. The pain of the pleurisy is like another 15% less than what it was this morning. Thank you for that. That's all you. The glitch helped me so much today. Can you see how that one person was sharing about how she looks forward to those glitches because they're showing her what's next? They're showing her what's ready to be healed? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yeah, and a big special shout out to Estherine, who so generously supported those 20 people making one of the payments of the four payments. That was just crazy, outrageously cool. Thank you all for being you. Thank you for being you at this time on this planet. Thank you for showing up so profoundly and powerfully in this community. I love you. I'm blessed to know you. I thank you so much, and I can't wait to play with you in the Feel Better Mastery. That's feelbettermastery.com. I'll do that again. I'm going to bend that over. Doing that right? No. that way. FeelBetterMastery.com. 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 Or click the purple button that's on the page that, in the listening slot. For those of you who might be listening to this on a replay, you'll see how powerful it is. And it's just as powerful if you miss any of the programs in the course. And of course, the course, the Feel Better Mastery course, is recorded live, and the recordings are just as powerful. And for those who are in the live portion of it and can't make the show live, ask questions in the Facebook group. Join the Facebook group, the Feel Better Mastery Facebook group, which is just for people in the Feel Better Mastery program. It's a private group. Anything you share there is only shared within and to the feeds of those people who are in the group, okay? And know that you can ask questions there, and I will answer them. I'll be very focused. My time and attention will be very focused on this. If you're watching this much, much later, and it's the program's already recorded, I will still be in the Facebook group answering questions long after this program is done. Okay, it's part of why this will be the last one, because I keep doing it for all the programs I've created. So I love you. I thank you. I think, Rita, did you have anything for me before I finish up? FeelBetterMastery.com. Join me on this amazing adventure of expansion, an adventure that the last time we'll do it live, and an expansion that is creating something new on this planet that's never been here before. I'm honored and love you and play with you. A big okay, so Ricky joined the program, and she's, oh my God, I'm so happy Ricky's here. I love you, Ricky. I thank you for being here today. I know you don't know how you got here, but it's all okay. It doesn't matter. The universe provides. Divine supply is always here for us. So I'm so glad you're here. Oh, my gosh. I love you guys. I'm going to wrap this thing up now. Love you, love you, love you. FeelBetterMastery.com, and I'll see you on Tuesday. Tuesday for the FeelBetterMastery.com first session. Oh, by the way, the first session is going to be an attunement. I'm going to do the Feel Better Mastery attunement. It's going to create an energetic key. They're already being forged. Can you feel it? It's going to be beautifully inserted into your beautiful energy field exactly where it's needed, and it's going to unlock something dormant within you that cannot be locked up again. So that's going to be just our first show. Are you guys ready? I'll see you on Tuesday. FeelBetterMastery.com or click the purple button on the page. See you guys. Love you, love you, love you. Bye-bye now.